One of the challenging things in life is when things get turned upside down in a very sad way. It could be the death of someone that we love and care about. It could be a broken relationship. It can be the loss of a job, a big fight with someone we care about. It can be a big test that didn't go our own way. But there can be those moments where things happen that seem to cause us to wonder, what's it all about? What's going to happen? Is the thing that I was counting on, are the hopes and dreams that I have for my life still going to happen? And they're not easy times. In fact, I think for some of the most difficult times, it's why we come together to support one another. There's a good reason why, for example, we have wakes around the time of a funeral. Because the death of a loved one can so alter our life that we do not know where we are going or what's going to happen. We only know that we have each other. In the midst of this brokenness, we see something very similar to what is happening in this gospel story. These two disciples, I've heard it suggested that it's Cleopas and his wife, walking back from Jerusalem, wondering what's going to be true now. You see, they had put their hopes in Jesus. They were hoping that he was the one. And not only were their hopes dashed, they were dashed in the most difficult of ways, a public criminal execution of the one in whom they had placed their hopes and dreams. For us, it can be very easy to kind of relate to them. They walk along the way and they wonder, what happens now? We live, perhaps, in one of the biggest times of anxiety and uncertainty, but perhaps that's said in every time and place. But the world is very uncertain. It's very difficult. We can wonder, where is Jesus in the midst of all of this? On the global scale, we can look at countries like Ukraine or Haiti or Sudan or any number of other places where there is violence and bloodshed, where people's lives are being destroyed. We can look in our own country and see uncertainty about what lies ahead. We seem less able today than at any point in my life to solve any significant problem that we need to figure out. We don't listen to each other. We're angry at each other. And quite frankly, it seems that we are so polarized and so divided that we are stuck. And then there is the situation in our own circumstance or our own personal life. Maybe wondering if we're going to get a job or wondering if the job that we have is going to last. Maybe being in a job that isn't very pleasant for us, and we wonder, will I ever have a job I like? Will there ever be a time where I can feel safe and secure in the midst of a time where it seems like every day we hear about yet one more mass shooting or murder or crime? We can certainly, I think, understand the real sadness and difficulty of these two disciples as they try to figure out what happens now that their faith in Jesus has not panned out. But thanks be to God, there is the solution. And just like they encountered the Lord Jesus before they recognized him, it can be the same with us, too. We can find in our own lives that Jesus was with us all along, but we didn't know it. We didn't see the Lord. We didn't recognize his presence. He was walking with us in the midst of our difficulty, but we knew him not. And yet, he touches us at the deepest part of our being. Were not our hearts burning, says one of the disciples, or they say to each other. How could we have missed something so obvious? What is true in the midst of great difficulty and great sadness and great uncertainty and great anxiety is that we have to draw deep within us for that burning presence of Jesus that is in each one of us. We have to recognize that as believers, as a community of faith, we need to rely more and more on this presence of Jesus, which we see most clearly, if we're at our best, in one another. We recognize most clearly that we are not alone when we find ourselves in the company of believers. And how did they begin to recognize Jesus? Most scholars would say that what this gospel story is really about is the power of the Eucharistic celebration of the early church, namely Mass. For what do they experience? What is it that they come to realize is the presence of Jesus? The scriptures, where Jesus explains the presence, his presence, the promise, how he was necessarily needing to go through all of this for our salvation, how this was the set plan and purpose of God, and in the breaking of the bread, the Eucharist. So many of us are in the midst, I think, where we need to discover anew the power of the sacraments of the church. The readings which remind us that God, even today, even still, speaks to us clearly through the scriptures, helping us to remember that God is still very much alive and active in our midst. We need to remember and realize that the Eucharist is the ongoing gift of Jesus, that we are never alone, that he is always with us, that he has won the victory, he has conquered sin and death, and he will be with us even until the end of time. And all we need to do is to be open to his grace. Now that isn't always easy, but it is best. Perhaps today we go home asking ourselves, were not our hearts burning within us when he spoke to us? And thanking God that we too recognize him in the breaking of the bread.